Now, it's good to welcome back Margaret Mills, even though I believe this week you're going to be looking at a bit of a tragedy. Is that right?
Yes, indeed.
Oh, tell me more.
That occurred at the Shire Hall in Chelmsford.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the Shire Hall tragedy that I'm talking about occurred on the 22nd of February, 1856.
Mm-hmm.
The Shire Hall, amongst other things, was used as a courtroom. And on the 22nd of February, 1856, the trial was taking place of five men who had been accused of murder while poaching.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, they'd been confronted, blows were exchanged, and a death had been the result. Being in the pre-internet, pre-radio, pre-TV age, people were desperate for entertainment, and a good court case, a good court trial, was a prime form of entertainment. And so the public were crowding into the Shire Hall. And the trial was being held on one of the upper floors.
Mm.
And all of the staircases, we're told by the newspaper report of the time, were absolutely crammed solidly with people pushing and shoving and fighting to get up the stairs into the courtroom and witness the trial. Suddenly, in the midst of all this hullabaloo, the banister of one flight of stairs broke away. And several people plunged from the second level to the ground floor, crushing others coming up the stairs in their wake and falling to the ground. That was then followed by the whole staircase coming away from the wall. So this was extremely nasty.
Mm.
There were a number of people seriously hurt by falling from the stairs from a good height above ground level. They in turn had fallen on people who were at the bottom of the stairs and crushed several people. Luckily, only one person that we know of, a young man of 18, died while all this was going on. But injuries ranged from slight cuts and bruises to quite serious ones. It also presented those on the upper floors with a problem. They now had no staircase. And so what they had to do was to climb onto the roof of the building and exit via the building next door down ladders. And luckily, as far as we are aware, nobody was actually killed trying to escape. But a year later, in 1857, the Shire Hall was actually rebuilt, and the official reason given was because of a lack of light in the original building. But you can just imagine what Health and Safety Today would have had to say about a banister breaking and a staircase coming away from the wall. There appears to have been no crowd control whatsoever.
No.
So a tragic incident, and one that had nasty consequences, but could have been a lot worse for everybody involved.
Okay, indeed. Thank you very much indeed, Margaret. And next time you're
Thanks, Scott.
Off to...
Yes, next time I'm off to look at another personality of Essex, William Harvey, discoverer of the circulation of the blood.
Okay, thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Scott.